Chris Trapani, the committee chairman for the Herrenfest Italiana celebration. First off, it's good to see you.
Good morning.
When I saw Chris this morning, first thing I was thinking, you know, and it's hard to put some of these things in word, Chris, but I'm going to try to ask for your help today. During the last 2 or 3 years, everything's been disrupted. And Herrenfest was one of those, just like everything else. And I don't think you could have learned the importance of Herrenfest any other way other than through its absence. The importance it plays as a community. I mean, people, and after being doing this as for as long as you have, since what, 91 or something?
1991, 33 years.
People have a tendency to take things for granted. But there's a thing that holds communities together. And I think Herrenfest is one of those. I remember the first one. I remember the very first one and thinking, I've never seen so many good volunteers all employing their, I mean, working hard from day sunrise to sunset.
That's what it's all about. We're just so tickled to be able to continue to do this year to year. Of course, we missed 2020 for obvious reasons, but really haven't missed a beat before or since then. It's coming real quick. We're very happy. The volunteers are just all pumped, ready to go. The partnership is stronger than ever between the City of Herren and the Civic Center and the Herren Chamber of Commerce. We're just really excited, Tom.
So what is it that powers these things that makes it so important? Have you got a word for it? I mean, I could use community, but it seems so cliche.
Commitment.
Is that
it's
what?
In people's blood. It's hard to believe the number of people. I haven't been there all 33 years. This is like my 26th, 27th year. I've been president for 18 years, but I see people that have been there all 33 years still.
Yeah, and I find that amazing in many ways. I really do. It holds the town together on a level you can't see it. It's not like the water pipes, not like the electric lines, you know.
Herren is a volunteer town.
It really is. Now, this year, do we know about entertainment? Because that's been real high on my list. I'd heard some rumors, and I'm a little more than a little bit curious this year on how the stage is going to run and who's going to be on it.
Well, first of all, let me say this. Yes, and we are so excited. It's new. It's free again. We're not going to charge one nickel to get in, which we had enormous feedback last year to do it that way, where people can come in and not have to spend $25, $35, $65 or more.
And with inflation being what it is, you've also done people a favor on another level.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And here's the lineup. We're doing Friday, Saturday, and Sunday night, May 26th through the 28th. Friday night, the main act is Jungle Dogs.
Oh, Jungle Doggies.
And they're going to have an opener called Diamond Dog, which will be really good, really cool.
I know the Diamond Dogs.
Really cool.
Yeah, Wally and some of those guys that play. Yeah, great, great band.
Saturday night, we have a young man who's a new country artist. He just has like the number 12 country hit in the nation right now.
Is that all?
Named Shane Prophet. And if you haven't checked him out, Google him.
Good.
We're just so excited.
Because I don't know much about this artist.
You can come and see the number 12 country hit in the nation for free. And it may go higher. And he's got another hit out that's already topped the top 40. He's going to be opened by a real fun group called the Feudin' Hillbillies. So Saturday night's going to be a country.
There's going to be a banjo somewhere with those names.
Kicking night. And then Sunday night, where we kind of got a sleeper coming in, a little group called Head East.
Oh.
Is going to be coming in with an opener called the Gluten 3.
All right. Well, it's a great opportunity to see my old friend Roger. I think Roger and Head East, I think they were there in 1991 on the first one.
It's unreal. It's unreal, the commitment. When they hear Herrenfest is asking them to come, they'll say, well, we don't normally do much, but yeah, we'd love to come. And then, of course, people get to see groups like this that you don't get to see other places.
And free.
And free.
I went to go see. And free. I went to see Head East last time. I had to see them. I would have had to pay if I didn't have a press pass. If Roger had not have made other arrangements through the radio station. So your lineup this weekend, the real strong local, and the way I say real strong local is, look what the Jungle Dogs did at their last appearance at the DeCoin State Fair. They pulled a huge crowd. Now, Prophet, that's going to be the name. That's going to be your showbiz, your top 10 hit guy. And then Head East, local favorite, national known act, and one I'm still trying to get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
I agree.
You need to go in there. All right. So, what about this year? Because there's something that people are gonna call me and ask me about this. I need ride bands, man. Can you give me some ride bands?
What's
your ride situation this year?
The carnival will be as big as it's been the last couple of years. We expand it every year because it's such the diamond for Heron Fest. So many people come. McDonald's is our mega midway sponsor this year again. They sponsored it last year, and we just have tens of thousands of people that come. It'll be wrapped all the way around the Civic Center on the side. It's just a huge event, and we just keep adding rides. We're going to have more rides this year.
The parade is always a monster, too.
We're very fortunate to have IBEW, one of the organizations that's been with us since the beginning. They're our sponsor for the Grand Parade. Something that I'm very proud of, as you know, Joe Alini is the parade sponsor now. The parade coordinator now. I used to coordinate the parade. And he's done something the last couple of years that I never thought of. It's just unbelievable. We're going to have a sensory-friendly pre-parade. It's basically before the Grand Parade. The Grand Parade starts at 11 o'clock on Saturday, the 27th. And the pre-parade will cater to individuals with visual, hearing, motor, sensory and cognitive needs. People that maybe can't sit out there or the loud sirens and stuff.
It's too much fun. And what time does it start, Chris?
That starts at 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And there'll be actually people that'll be showing these individuals around up where we stage up by the middle school.
All right. And then the regular parade starts at 11.
Regular parade starts at 11.
Right. Okay. So one thing that I am guilty of is forgetting about the car show. Mm-hmm. It's at the park, right?
Car show is at the park, starts at 10 o'clock on Sunday the 28th at the Heron City Park. Offenburg is our main sponsor for that.
All right. So what am I forgetting? We've got the entertainment. We've got, food.
Well, we got the food, but I should not go further or end this without basically stating that People's National Bank has been our title sponsor since 2016. We don't do this without big sponsors like People's National Bank. Our free entertainment tent is the Farmers State bank tent. We got something new this year. The Civic Center is going to be a welcome center this year. First Southern Bank is going to sponsor the welcome center at the Civic Center, and we're going to be welcoming and opening indoor restrooms, baby care areas, concessions inside, if you need a place to sit down, cool off, that
weather
type of
goes
thing.
Bad, something like that. Right.
And that's sponsored basically by both the Civic Center and First Southern Bank.
Is that where you have the sponsors dinner too on
we
Thursday?
Do. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, Memorial Day is, 56 days away from today?
Not very far.
But, we start on, it all depends on how you define start, because you've got the contest, too, the beauty pageants.
Well, we actually start, it's an eight-day-long extravaganza, about 30 different events. It starts on Sunday the 21st with the Little Mr. and Miss pageant at the Civic Center.
Right.
Then we have the Miss Heron Fest pageant on Monday the 22nd, the Mayor's Dinner, the Prayer Breakfast, Ed Goodwin Memorial Prayer Breakfast on Friday the 26th. The golf tournament, and then, of course, we have multiple bocce tournaments as well. Pete Bondioli would be really mad at me if I didn't mention that, of course.
Yeah, so we got to do that. The question is, Pete, can you find a room for anybody is the question.
There you go. John A. Logan, Trifesta, they're one of our partners as well. I want to also make sure we mention the poker runs. Both the bike poker run and the Jeep poker run on Sunday and Monday. Please don't forget the 9 a.m. Memorial Day service that's sponsored by the Doughboy officials and the VFW. They're in front of City Hall.
All right. And this, the reason why I started this off talking about the volunteerism that I saw around, because you cannot do all the things, sponsors or not, without the people of Heron who come out and handle things in every imaginable way. You have an incredible volunteer staff that has been there. Well, like I said, some people have been there since 1991.
Enormous, and so thankful for all of our sponsors and all of our partners. Can't thank you enough, Tom, for letting us come and talk about our event. Thank you very much.
Yeah. What did we forget, Chris? What
are
we
probably gonna, something. Well, and I'll probably get a call or something about I forgot. There's over 30 events, and we didn't cover them all.
Right. I'll kick myself because I forgot something that's important, and I looked around everything, and I'm thinking, don't forget this. I mean, that was one of the things for the car show because it's at the park, and I don't think about the park. I think about downtown. And what is known as a rather large and one of the first parades of the year. if not the first.
It's well,
well
over
St. Patrick's Day. They had
it's
a parade. Murphy's
well
Day.
Over an hour long. Some people say it's too long. I think it's just perfect because of all the multiple thousands of kids that are out there enjoying it.
Yeah, six and seven deep all up and down the route.
I do want to say something about the Masonic Lodge breakfast. I don't normally say that, and it's been there every year. Thank goodness. Saturday the 27th at 8 a.m.
All right, Chris Trapani, Heron Festa Italiana. It's now 6:30, or rather, 7:32.